Of course, everyone knows that Byron Crawford's a very famous columnist now. And
a couple books out, too, I do believe.
He and Bill Crisp, back in the old wacky days in the 60s, when Bill Bailey was across the street, went head on head and with Byron. And Byron used to do a character on a very famous news lady who went to be Nixon's PR person. Remember Diane Sawyer?
Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, she was Diane Sawblade. And Byron used to do kind of a Jonathan Winters old lady voice and do Diane Sawblade in takeoffs. One of the funniest guys in radio and a great friend. Have you listened to Joe?
Who are you talking to?
You, Dan. Have you listened to Joe Crawford?
No.
Oh, Joe's great.
No.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much
you listen to myself half the time.
Well, so what are you doing now, Dan?
Well, I got out of the business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, since I got tired of starving myself.
Right.
You know, I used to go out Preston Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'd go out there, I'd see all this litter and trash on the street.
Right.
And I'd have to think of Mason Lee Dixon.
Right, the old gutter trash bit I used to do.
Old Preston Highway gutter trash.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, so I figured I'll be enterprising.
So what did you do? Did you pick it up and use it on the air?
I got into recycling.
Yeah.
Someday, Mason, you'll be whizzing by and you may see me.
Are you the guy doing the Walmart thing with the plastics?
No.
It's supposed to be the newest innovation.
I'm the man that you see going down the road.
Picking up the cans.
Picking up the aluminum cans.
Oh, man. Well, for those of you who don't remember, Dan Breeden was Wynn's all-night man for 40 years or so. And where else did you work, Dan? Tell everybody.
Well, you know what? You know, that is something. I went through, this is why I joked with you about we're going to have to put meeting at funerals, you know?
Right.
Just about everyone that I've ever worked for, it's like a plague, man.
Off the air, right?
You got it.
Oh.
It's like the plague.
Well, I'm having the same record. All the Sally Phillips Stewart High School, down the tubes. Henry Clay Elementary that I went to, down the tubes. Wynn, down the tubes. Wacky, down the tubes. KLO, down the tubes.
LRS, down the tubes. ZZX,
down the tubes.
WLSY or JYL,
down the tubes. It's getting depressing, guys. Let's play some music for him, Dan.
See, Mason, that's history trying to tell us something.
I think so. For Dan Breeden, a little tune I think you might remember.
Me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley and a big trap gig going back in the alley. And I kept
working on the radio, you know, doing the calls, and you know, that would kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, whatever pays.
Well,
beans and cornbread.
You're working over at the TV station. Is that doing a good deal?
It's work.
What station is it?
It's one with call letters. It's got a number and stuff.
Yeah? Which one?
We're channel 32 now.
32?
Yeah.
Down the tubes.
Yeah.
We put more of them to bed than any other disc jockeys in America.
I tell you. No, I'm an audio technician over there, so it's sort of the same feel for what I've been doing, but
right.
A different avenue.
Oh, that's great. And it's good to see that you're still as crazy as always. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I guess. You know,
your material on the air is tremendous. And to have Terry in the studios and you and the guys, and, you know, it's like if the management is listening to this kind of talent, you know, we may have a new thing. We do a round robin with all of us in the room at the same time and split Terry's salary.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
Sure, and he wouldn't miss it.
We just take his taxes and live happily ever after.
Sure.
And that, you know.
He wouldn't miss it. I mean, you know, Terry's like us. He lived on the street for a long, long time. Existed, you know, sat down at McDonald's, and they gave us free coffee and donuts from Krispy Kreme. And Kenny would bring in stuff, and they would bring in stuff from Kunz the Dutchman. And, you know, we made it.
Oh, yeah.
Made it. None of us gained any weight, but we did make it. It's 11:42. This is going to go on until midnight tomorrow night. The Mason Lee Dixon line will be off at midnight. I've got a class with Dr. Kurt Bergstrom in the morning at 8 o'clock, so I'll be...
And that class is what?
Social psych. We're studying John Bradshaw's work on family systems.
Okay.
And it goes in line with some of the therapy work, family of origin therapy work that I've been doing.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week.
So, you know, it's going to be one of those deals.
One of those names.
One of those deals, and then we'll be back at around 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, so you guys are going to hold it down all night long tonight, right?
Yeah, we're going to be playing and doing some strange things, probably. Who knows? It's going to depend on the mood and the situation, if you understand what I mean,
I
Mr.
do.
Dixon. I do? Okay, that's
the
fine.
The New World Order. You're going to love this New World Order. The president has spoken about doing the war.
You know, it's scary. This is probably the first time since I can remember in the 70s that radio has been allowed, we've been actually allowed to talk and speak.
And radio, say things,
and
that, say, actually
and say things that actually have some meaning. And
what do you think about the first cost-efficient war ever fought in America? Doesn't that frighten you?
It's scary, if you think about it.
Sure, the guys are mercenaries now, and it's cost-efficient. The computers figure everything out right down to the last jot and tittle. The guys get on a ship, get into planes, fly over, bang,
smart
bang,
bombs.
Bang, bang, bang.
Smart bombs.
Come back.
There were a bunch of idiots. We let the guys sit there, and they know where he's at, and it's stupid.
The first cost-efficient war in America.
Yep.
I'm amazed.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Great googly moogly.
Jimmy Casterbunch, 1080 KLO.
Boy, are we running a radio station?
Tell you what, I met those guys, Toys for Tots concert. One of the things that we used to do way back, you know what it was.
Right.
You know, during Toys for Tots, and get to introduce those guys. They played a free show. Every year we'd get together, work with the United States Marines, and collect toys and money to distribute to the agencies here in town. Great bunch of guys. Great bunch of guys.
I love those guys.
We had Harry Chapin.
Yeah, I remember. You know? What a talent.
Oh, what a guy to just sit down and talk with. How about stuff? Frankie Valli.
Boy, we have had it on the show, too, since 6 this morning.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of talent go through here.
It's you had Randy Atcher in.
Mm-hmm. Pee-wee King.
Pee-wee King. It's like I went home and tried to take a nap because I had to get up at 4 o'clock. I was here last night till about 1.
Mm-hmm.
Got up at 4 this morning. Could not go to sleep. Came down this morning at 8:30 during a break. Went home to try to take a nap. Said, hell with it. Came back down here.
Same with me. I couldn't sleep.
Like, yeah, you know, pretty fun.
What a deal. Well, let's get somebody on the air. Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
what's happening, Dave?
Hey.
Hey, this is Jerry from down the street of Kevin's.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Doing just fine. I'm glad to hear you're back on the air. I heard about it just like yesterday, and I tuned you in this evening. I've got you on tape, matter of fact.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know if anyone would be able to tape this or not.
Well, I figured maybe one of you guys would try to, but I don't know. I just wanted to give you a call. Kevin said something about maybe coming on down there this evening earlier, and I missed him.
Right. He was here, and Carol drug him home about 10 o'clock, and he gladly went. You know, this is his last chance.
But anyway, yeah, it's been a long time, Dave, and I wanted to give you a little message from Sharon to give her a call.
Okay.
And she'd be real happy to hear from you. She's been through quite a bit of time. She's having happy times these days.
And, oh, that's good.
Got her a little baby and stuff named Jessica.
What?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know it is amazing. She's like the last girl on the planet to even want a baby, but I don't know. She's really happy and married. So, I don't know. I just want to give you that message. Actually, I didn't think you were actually going to put me on the air.
Why not? Well, why not, man?
It's radio.
It's radio.
It enjoy
radio.
It.
And we go back a long, long way.
Yeah. Old neighborhood, Preston Highway, dirty days, I guess.
Yeah. That was an amazing experience. The Berkeley Brown Bombers and all of the we played sandlot football and everything else.
Yeah, back in the parking lot and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely remembering all that.
Well, and that's all gone now.
I'm really surprised. Yeah, it is.
Do you think it's a fitting in that it's going to be under a runway? A fitting in for the neighborhood.
Know. I think that must be a death wish from a...
Sure, can you say 747 crashing in my backyard?
Well,
it's really freaky when you see those 747s do touch-and-goes in a busy airport runway at 5 o'clock
right
in the afternoon.
Our favorite home spot, right
exactly.
there by the fire hydrant on the corner. I mean,
right in our old yards.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sharon would definitely be really happy to hear from you because I just told her recently that you were in town, and that's why I was trying to stop you the other day.
Well, I'd like to get Little Beard and the whole crowd together
and
do a reunion.
Around. He's married.
Well, I remember when we did medicine together right before he went to Grenada.
Oh, yeah.
We made
yeah.
medicine because I was really worried that one of the brothers was going to have to go to Grenada and do this thing.
Well, believe it or not, you know, Mark had a kind of a little rough time on that. And,
well, the medicine got him through. We talked about that.
Yeah, he's out and he's happy with what he's doing and stuff, so, you know. But anyway, I've been talking to... Do you all remember Kevin O'Neill?
Yes.
I remember Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been kind of talking to Kevin here recently, and I don't know. He's working at Sassy's right now and doing part-time DJing, and he was talking about the kind of stuff that you guys have been wanting to program, the big hole in the market and whatever. You know, he's really interested in putting another type of format for one of these.
What would you think would
here.
Work in this town? What do you think would work? What do you think would get people to listen?
Really, believe it or not, probably the out-of-the-way songs that everybody liked that may not have necessarily made top 10.
Okay, Hitman Mac and I will take care of you on that tonight. We'll guarantee you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it. You know, I've been amazed. I've been listening to you all evening since I got home. So, you know, I thought it was great, and it's almost a thing, you know. But there's a few more. I mean,
you think
current, non-current.
Do you think AM radio could make it?
In low rotation.
I mean, do you think AM, other than WHAS radio, could make it in this market?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we could get Terry Miners away from HAS?
Yeah, we could get him over here.
That would be great.
That'd be great. Just hire him over here. We couldn't pay him what he's making over there, but we may give him other fringe benefits. I know a few of his, peccadilloes. And peculiarities, for those of you who didn't understand peccadilloes. And we could probably offer him enough of those to fringe benefits to make up for it.
You know what the new thing is.
Probably give him a lot of something, anyway.
Have you heard what they're doing now in with the rubber dolls at the ball stadiums?
Yes. Crude. And I'm a baseball fan. Come on. It distracts from the game.
No doubt.
I'm hardcore.
If it distracts from the game,
hardcore second baseman, man. We got to play the game.
I'm understanding that kind of concept.
Really? Well, listen, man, it's been great talking to you.
Life, what a concept.
Good evening. I know you're getting ready to go off, and I'm really glad you're back, and I hope to God you can get some gainful employment soon.
We're trying, right? We're trying. Unemployment is not fun.
No, it isn't, but we're used to it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
See you later.
All right, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, boy. Hanging right on the edge of reality. It's 11:53. Let me give it DJX, WDJX AM Louisville, legal ID, because we're going right up to midnight with this.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Jim Russell.
Jim Roof.
Right.
Tell everybody where you work, Jim. You might as well. I think Rusty's got a light in his eye. He may remember.
Well, you and I, we crossed paths several times, I guess, at KLO and that Wacky and,
mm-hmm.
and XV and all those places. You remember one night you worked at Wacky
right.
on 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you called me.
Right.
I was at in the window at what was then Walnut Street, now Muhammad Ali. And you said, "What are you going to play next?"
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Keep going. This is funny. This is, or at least for us, it's funny. I don't know about the listeners.
Yeah, they're all asleep. You know how it is.
Right.
But you could hear me, but I couldn't hear you. I didn't have a monitor for outside stations.
Right.
So you said, well, set up the records that you're going to play for the next half hour, whatever it was, and you dug out the same ones.
Right.
And then you listened to me and followed my lead. When I'd go into a record, mm-hmm. you'd start the same record. And we got more phone calls that night. People saying, "Hey, you know, that guy on the other station is playing your song."
Those are some of the things we can now tell because it's so long ago, no one can say anything about it.
That was 1964 or 5,
yeah.
I don't know.
It was an amazing stunt.
It was.
Did you hear the stunt that I told that...
it's called lateral replay
Bert,
now.
Bert and some of the guys pulled, Weird Beard, where they when Bert was working all nights and they all taped their shows and went over to the bar and sat down with their little transistor radios and listened to the stations, and then when the tapes were about to run out, they would run back and cue them up.
Yeah.
Management never knew about that. Audiences knew about it. The whole city knew about it. The managers never knew.
Yeah, right.
And I know it's a manager's nightmare, and some of the guys are listening saying, "This is why the guys will never work in our market again." But it was fun for the audience.
I had one night, I finished my career at Wave, and one night I was hungry.
Yeah.
And So what I would do is tape every night, Monday through Friday, I'd tape like a half hour
mm-hmm.
of each show, never giving the time.
Right.
Except 20 after the hours, something like that. And so I put this tape on, and I ran out to my car, shot down Broadway, and got listening to me all the time, and got my White Castles down there at that White Castles, wherever it is, 7th and Broadway or
right.
whatever, and brought them back and made it back just in time for that tape to run out. So,
we
you
used
know,
to
we
do
did
that.
All kinds of crazy things like that.
We used to do that legally here in 74, I believe is what it was, when Sam Scully was on the air.
I pitched Wacky. Finally, when we were convinced in the winter of 1969 that the talk show was a winner and they were going to let me go on with it, I then pitched the sales staff with going to the White Castle.
Yeah.
Their head office was in Cincinnati, I believe, at the time. And I wanted to do the talk show live from a different White Castle every night
yeah.
and just move around the city. And they
yeah.
thought it was a terrible idea, and they scotched it. But it was a tremendous idea because most of the people that listened to the show
yeah.
hung out at the White Castle.
Well, see,
right.
that was the story
exactly.
I was going to tell you earlier about
yeah.
Chris.
Uh-huh.
I now, used to call them the 27-year-old teenagers. You know.
Right.
And they,
we're still middle-aged adolescents.
That's right. We'll
yeah.
never grow up.
No.
But those are fun times. And I just happened to pick you up by firing down. I knew the thing was going on and just happened to pick you up on it. So I'm coming in tomorrow around 2 o'clock.
All right, great. I'll be in.
And are you going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, good. They said they wanted to bring, they want air checks?
Yes, air checks and anything you've got.
Money.
Air checks
money.
Are so awful.
But, no. That's the wrong spirit.
Well,
bring the air checks. You're not a judge. We're not judges. The audience is a judge, and we'll play it, and they love it.
I can tell you you've been studying your psychology.
Yes, I have. And it's about time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Me too.
Jim, take care of yourself.
Yeah, and I'll see you tomorrow. And,
all right.
And nice talking to you.
You too.
Tell those other characters hello for me. They probably don't even know that.
They're going to find out, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Great, Jim.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, gang, we're going to close the show down. We've got 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Going to let the Lakota Brothers take us on out. These are the Porcupine Singers from the University of South Dakota. It's been wonderful. I'm Mason Lee Dixon. This will be the last Mason Dixon line you'll hear on this frequency and maybe on any of the other ones. Who knows? It's been wonderful doing the Mason Dixon line. I want to let you know from the bottom of my heart that I love you. I want to wish you all a very happy life and a lot of joy. Walk in balance. Matakawasan. It's the witching hour, 12:02, WDJX AM Louisville. Rusty Rogers, Hitman Mac, next. Days of Future Past from 1080 Radio.